Good morning and welcome to the program. I'm Sean Carey. This morning, Mei Ling Stone Pool is in the studio. Mei Ling, you're a decorating expert, and now you're an author of the book Ask Mei Ling When You Want the Truth About Decorating. It's nice to have you in.
Thank you. It's nice to be here. I've missed you. I haven't seen you in a while.
I know. It has been a while. So it's good to see you, and it's exciting that you've got this going on in your life. I've read the book. I've looked through it and read all the questions and answers, and that's really what this book is a compilation of, and it's all from your decorating column, which
right.
so many people read regularly. Many of the decorating dilemmas in this book, I think, probably reflect problems that a lot of us have in our own living spaces. So
That's anybody that
reads the book, you will see something of your own life in lots of the columns. And I know that I found a lot of things to relate to, but did you think in the beginning when you were ultimately, you know, getting into decorating that your ultimate
plan
would be that it would become a book? And,
well,
and if you know,
not
just
really,
kind of
because,
talk about getting into decorating
right.
in the first place.
It's really interesting because, unfortunately, sometimes in life we have to have a traumatic situation or a tragedy to kind of shake our foundation. And then we realize what our true passion is. Most of the time, many of us just kind of go through life sailing, doing this, doing that, taking this job, and helping, as women, helping other people achieve their goals. For me, it was my husband, my daughter, mm-hmm. my son. And I was still working in my field, which is journalism. I have a journalism degree. And I went back and earned a master's degree in communications, but I really didn't even realize it, to be honest with you. I always knew I wanted to write, and I always wrote things, PR stuff with my company, Exact Image, and all of that. But I was kind of shying away from being like an author type. I always wanted to do children's books. Sometimes fear can do that, too.
Mm-hmm.
You know, your voice may be nice, but, oh, maybe I can't dot the, you know, the cross the T's and dot the I's. And so you fear. And what happened for me is my brother, Tony, passed away suddenly from lung cancer when he was 43.
Oh my gosh.
I had just turned 40. And he uh-huh. thought he had pneumonia. And I kid you not, the doctor told him he had 1 month to live. He actually lived 2.5 months. And Sean,
what did he do with that, with after the
diagnosis?
Yeah, after the diagnosis and your initial
shock,
panic.
I was actually in the room with him when the doctor said that. And I wanted to just, you know, hit him. He was so sick that he couldn't do what a lot of people do, which was get up and go do things.
Mm-hmm.
Because at that point, his breathing was so poor that he was tied to an oxygen,
mm-hmm.
not a tank even. That couldn't help him. He had to be in a hospital bed because we tried the tanks to try to get him to go places, even to the Mayo Clinic, and we couldn't do it.
So he spent the diagnosis, he was infirmed the whole time.
The whole time. And we had taken him home maybe for 15 hours or something and had to rush him back. So sad story, but it was my only brother. But the one thing that came out of that was that he told me, hey, look, sis, if you're going to do something with your life and you have all these goals and you're going to write this book on the Minnesota and, you know, all these things that I've said, you know,
mm-hmm.
you write them down, I'm going to check them off, you better do it now. And that really kind of, It did. It woke me up, and I decided that I need to get busy. So what I did was I started thinking about what is it that I really wanted to do, Sean, and what was my passion? And I knew that I was always promoting other artists and entertainers with my Speakers Bureau. But, you know, I really couldn't find it until I started thinking when I was in college.
Mm-hmm.
I was everybody has white walls in college. You can't paint them.
Mm-hmm.
I had an apartment. And I wanted to do something with the walls, and I went and got these bamboo mats,
mm-hmm.
you know, they used to sell them at Pier 1,
sure.
and I stapled them or tacked them mm-hmm. all around the room in my living room.
Yeah.
And did this Chinese theme thing. And all the, you know, my girlfriends, we're all in our 20s, whatever, would come over and go, you have absolutely too much time on your hands. At that time, it wasn't Martha. It was Susie Homemaker.
Yeah.
You know, no one's thinking about that but you. Why are you thinking about that? We need to study. And that's when I kind of started realizing, even back then, I liked things to be beautiful and comfortable and different.
Mm-hmm.
And my friends would ask me what could they do to their dorm room or their apartment to fix it up, and I'd end up moving things around. But, you know, it's funny. It was hitting me in the head, and I'm studying journalism and doing that, which is another love for me.
Uh-huh.
So I finally put it all together in 2001. When my brother died, and after my daughter graduated from high school that same year,
yeah.
She actually died on her birthday, I went to the Edmund Sun, and I said, I have an idea. I talked to Lisa Shear. I said, I want to start writing a decorating column. And she was all for it. And so basically the Edmund Sun gave me my start, not my writing start, because I had written nationally for magazines and stuff,
mm-hmm.
entertainment. Not decorating.
Yeah.
And that's how it started. And I spent 2.5 years with the Edmund Sun, and then I moved to the Daily Oklahoman. And as you know, I was here at KISS on Jack and Ron for mm-hmm. almost a year, and Joey and Heather, and on your show at WKY. And it's just been a journey. It's been so nice. And then I said, you know, why don't I put all of these great columns, like you're saying, everybody sees something, one of these stories,
mm-hmm.
you know, help my fireplace is fire engine red.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody finds something that they can relate to. And the thing that a lot of people are telling me, I had my first book signing just yesterday, Edmund Women's Club, at our general meeting. And I sold out all the books that I had.
You did?
Yes. And the first thing that they said to me was, I can go through this book and find something, like you said, a problem, and you can help me solve it. And I try to add a little humor to it, because some people, they're real questions, and that's the great thing. None of them are made up. Real
yeah.
people ask these questions, and I try to help them.
Oh, yeah.
So it's really fun, and I feel a sense of satisfaction. If I never sold one book, I feel a sense of satisfaction, which is, you know, that's all. It's really what it's all about anyway.
Yeah.
You know.
And you do, and you actually, you know, go to
clients' homes.
Go to clients' homes. And
I do.
And help make it right.
I do. And I'm real selective, because as a writer, my columns are published in Kansas City and other states. You know, people pick them up and publish. I used to write two columns.
Mm-hmm.
One was a feature story on a home with pictures and all that. And then one was the Q&A, Ask Mae Ling. Well, when I moved to the Daily Oklahoman, really as a freelance writer,
yeah.
they pick up my column. I was like, I cannot do two columns anymore. So the one column. But I do work with people. And what my thing is, and I think my expertise, I would say, is that I like to take a house and basically give them a home environment, a comfort zone. That's what I call it, Mae Ling's
mm-hmm.
comfort zone.
Sure.
But not spend a ton of money, but still give you that very casual, elegant look, or whatever it is you're looking for. A lot of people don't tell you the truth about decorating. And the truth is, you don't have to spend a ton of money on a pair of drapes. You don't have to spend a ton of money to buy a picture frame.
Mm-hmm.
You just have to know how to do it. And you can get the same look. And so that's what I've done in this book. And I think people are really receiving it well. And I'm excited about it.
You should be.
And the cover has my home, the entryway of my home, and my dining room.
Uh-huh.
And
I was wondering whose house that is.
That's me. And I designed the drapes. I didn't make them, but I designed them.
Mm-hmm.
And if you see on the cover that there is a set of drapes, and it looks like two. One's a silk panel, and then there's another beautiful panel. But they're actually sewn together so that you don't have to. Remember back in the day when our mothers would have a whole ream of drapes that they would pull out and cross the whole window?
Yes.
You don't have to do that anymore. And you can still get that same look. And, you know, silk's expensive.
Sure
is.
But
you just buy maybe 2 yards versus 12 and
yeah.
still get the same look.
Right.
So those are the kind of things
and
that...
And then be choosy where you shop. Look for bargains, look
right.
for sales.
But not
you
junk.
Know. Not
you know,
junk.
That's the thing, is that people... And we've talked before, and I know you like real quality items, and
mm-hmm.
people don't realize you can get good quality. You just have to look for it and know what to look for. For example, on the table there, my dining room table, and for those of you that don't see it, you can go to my website at... www.mayling.com. Let me say comfortzonecolumn.com,
because mm-hmm.
they'll not spell Mae Ling. comfortzonecolumn.com, and you'll see the book, and you can click on there and look at it as we're talking even. But there's a whole, you know how table runners cost about $2, $3, sometimes $150?
Yeah.
You can go to a fabric store and buy a remnant of some really expensive, nice fabric
uh-huh.
for $30, $40, sew it in, or just scrunch it up under, and you still have a beautiful, unique, and that's what I did on the table. and then take flowers and make your arrangements. And those were candlestick holders. They're actually for the floor, and I put them on top of the table and found some wire baskets at TJ Maxx and just made that whole little deal up. So, you know, you don't have to spend a lot of money. Now, I did have a friend of mine.
So I was looking at it closely, and, you know, and when you're looking at it in the picture, you think, those look heavy, because you can't tell that they're wire baskets. They look glass from, they're glass. I think that must be
I bet you they were $4. They're beautiful.
Very smart.
And they're beaded. And you know what I put inside of them was a candle.
Mm-hmm.
And it wasn't for a candle. So you have to think about utilizing things for different purposes.
Really thinking outside the box.
Thinking outside the box, which a lot of people are doing now with HGTV and all that. Uh-huh. Craze. But you do, and you don't. And the thing that I tell people is don't be afraid. It's your house. You know, I think more people, I don't know how you feel about it, and we've all been guilty, when you don't know how to, you don't know what color to pick.
Mm-hmm.
You don't do anything. You're just frozen. Like, I really want to decorate my kitchen, or I really want to paint my bedroom, but I don't know what color to pick.
Right.
So what do they do? Nothing. Do you know people like that?
You know what we ended up doing when we first moved into our house? The carpets still need to go, and we need to figure out what we're going to do for, instead of carpets throughout the house. But when we first moved into the house, all the walls were white, except for the kitchen, which had this horribly outdated striped wallpaper it was stained from grease, and previous owners were smokers, so that was very yellow.
Ooh.
And it was just disgusting. And that was really the first thing, because as a family, we spend a lot of time in the kitchen, and, you know, breakfast, lunch, and dinner. And
exactly.
That's
your main house.
I don't want to look at those walls. So that was the first order of business, was getting that wallpaper off. And although the countertops, we didn't have the money to replace the countertops, but they were they were in good shape, but they were edged in like a bright orange, which is very dated.
Right. 70s?
Yeah, it's very 70s. But then we decided, well, let's just pick a color for the walls that's going to make that orange go pow.
Right.
You know? And the woodwork's a very light color. There's no hardware on the cabinetry.
So it's clean.
Yeah, it's very clean. So we picked a really, I don't know how to describe the shade of green, but I really liked it, and mm-hmm. found window coverings that matched it, and found
kind of
just,
like, was it an apple green, or was it sort of a softer color than
it's
that?
It's a cross between a sage and an apple green.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It looks nice. And then just going to a little knick-knack place where you can get colorful bottles for 50 cents a piece, you know, and had an edge above what would be for putting plates or something like that above.
Mm-hmm.
We put lots of brightly colored bottles.
That sounds really cute.
And we like it. It's been there for a while. It's already time for a change, but we were not afraid to pick a color.
Exactly.
When in our bedroom, and our bedroom was white walls also, and we chose something. We chose a peacock greenish blue for one wall, and kind of a cafe color for the other walls, more of a brown, and mm-hmm. found bedding that picks it all up, and pictures that pick it up. And
well, see, you're a creative person. I can tell by what you have on. You have a beautiful, colorful top on.
Yeah.
You know how to match colors. But the average person is afraid to do that. And if you go into your friends' homes, if you look around, sometimes you'll see they either have white walls, or they still have what the other people had when they came in, because they're just stuck. And that's one reason why the column works so well, is because people don't know what to do. And once I find out, I lose business, because once I go in and show them what to do and kind of pull them out of it, then they can do it themselves. They can finish it off, which is fine. You know, it's all in fun.
Free your mind. Don't be afraid, especially if you own your home.
Right.
You know, one of the things I want to talk about when we come back, we're going to take a quick break, but one of the things I want to talk about when we come back is, what do you tell renters?
Oh, yeah.
You know, what do you tell renters, whether they're in an apartment or they're renting a house, dealing with the landlord, dealing with the apartment management when they want to make some changes?
That's
and
one of my top
some of the
questions.
Some of the most common questions, and, you know, going back to the fire red fireplace, fire engine red fireplace, you know, how do you fix things like that? And we'll talk about some of the commonly asked questions. And again, maybe you'll see yourself when we come back.
I guarantee they will.
I'm on. I'm with Mayling Stonepool, decorating expert and author of the book "Ask Mayling When You Want the Truth About Decorating." And also, when we come back, we'll tell you where you can get the book. We'll be back right after this.